Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
Blessing that comforter. They are a part of our daily life. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to the devotion. We thank God for another opportunity to participate on this platform. We thank God for Brother Bradshaw and the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia for presenting such a platform on a daily basis and all the ministers that participate therein. And we are grateful for our wonderful host, Sister Danielle Corbin. She does an excellent job in introducing this program daily. We're in James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And in this section, James is giving some instructions. He's giving instructions on some temptations and trials that is common to all of us. And in this section, he's talking about judging others. James gives these instructions, and the reason why he gives them to us is to let us know through inspiration, the inspired word of God, that we can overcome this temptation in judging others. And what I want you to do with this lesson this morning is to let God walk with you through the inspired teaching applied to your life if you have this problem to overcome it. We're in James chapter 4, verse 11. Well, first of all, James suggests to us in this section, verses 11 and 12, about judging. He says, judging others presents four things to us. Number one, we have discussed that judging others speak evil of our brother, the first part of verse 11. Secondly, he says that judging others violate the law of God, 11b, the second part of this verse. And today we want to discuss judging others sets us up as judge, as a lawgiver, the third part of this verse, verse 11. Notice what the text says. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother judges the law. How is this? How does criticizing and backbiting and judging a brother make us a judge of the law? Well, when we criticize a brother, we are saying that the law has been broken is important, very important, so important that we should not have broken it, but the law of love is not important enough to keep us from criticizing him. Or we are quick to bring to one's attention, one's attention that when one breaks the law, but we break the law of love when we allow ourselves to criticize a person, to backbite, to slander in a negative sense. We judge the law. Has broken the most important law of all, and that is the law of love. We must be careful that when we are trying to help someone that we don't allow ourselves to get into the common temptation and trial of judging a person in a derogatory manner. We worship, we serve God, and yet we turn right around and judge our brother. But no matter what the law is, we judge the law when we pick and choose which laws are important and which laws are not so important, which laws are binding and which laws are not so binding, which laws deserve our utmost attention and which laws do not deserve so much attention, and which laws should be kept and which laws can occasionally be broken. When we pick and choose, we set ourselves up above the law of God. We make ourselves the judge of the law. We make ourselves lawgivers. This is not our function. Scripture declares plainly that our duty is to obey the law, not to be a judge of the law. This is exactly what the end of James 4:11 says. If you judge the law, ye are not a doer of the law, but a judge. That's the literal translation in the Greek. The person who talks about and judge a brother is not keeping the law. He is judging the law. He is saying that his brother is wrong and that he has the right to slander his brother because he's wrong. He judges the great commandment of love to be of so little importance that he can violate it and slander his brother. The scripture is clear. Criticizer has no right to judge his brother. He has no right to judge the law of love as unimportant. His only right is to do the law. His only duty is to keep and obey the law. He is not the judge, the person who formulates and gives the law. That's not him. That's not us. Therefore, he is not to criticize his brother. Contrariwise, he is to do the very thing his brother is to do, keep the law of God. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 3, Jesus says, why beholdest thou the bolt that is in thy brother's eye? Considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. In verse 21, he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Paul, right into the Romans, in Romans chapter 2 and verse number 3, and thinkest thou this, O man, thou that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Verse 13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. 1 John 2, verse number 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. John the Revelator, being ostracized on the island of Patmos, in the spirit on the Lord's day, penned these words as he dipped his pen in the ink of inspiration in Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Beloved, it is not our job to criticize, to backbite, to slander. But it is our job to encourage one another. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2, Paul said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, considering thyself, restore such a one, lest thou also be tempted. This is the fulfilling of the law of Christ. So we need to be very careful that we do not slander one another, that we do not slander our brothers and our sisters in Christ, that we do not slander our neighbor, because when we do that, we speak evil of our brother or our neighbor. We violate the law of God, and we set ourselves up as judge, as a lawgiver, and that is not our position. That is not our duty. Lord willing, say the same. Next week, we'll conclude this section by dealing with, when we judge others, the use of God's right and authority. Shall we pray? Eternal God, our Father, who art in heaven, come. We thank you once again for blessing us to see another day, to study another portion of your word. Let your word sink deep into our hearts that we may so apply it that we may be better in the future than we have been in the past. Help us always to be mindful of the common trials and temptations that face us, May we take your word, study it, apply it to our lives, and you give us the strength and the power to be successful in carrying it out. Be with us, go with throughout the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein you have called us, that we may so live, that we may bring glory and honor to your majestic name, and that will be enough. In your majestic Son's name, Christ Jesus, we pray and give thanks and ask these favors. Amen.